join the call, hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. Now, welcome into the call of the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Yeah, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. You guys off the bye week last week. How did you make use of the bye with your team?
Well, I thought we got a lot done. We did a few things on the front end with recruiting, and then as a staff, we were able to, you know, do our three-game self-scout. So we did look at our first three games and did a real thorough analysis of offense, defense, and kicking game. And then at the back end of the week, we got an early start or a jump start on JMU. So I think our time was well spent. We did allow some, you know, downtime for our student athletes to really get up and running academically here and making sure they're on top of things there. And then we picked up our work, you know, late in the week for James Madison.
It's 3 weeks in, especially as a new coaching staff. Was that sort of a good time to have that bye to be able to self-scout like you mentioned?
Well, I think that, you know, we don't control our schedules, and I'm always going to look at the schedule well in advance and then find reason to say that it's a really good time. So I was able to do that, I think, this time. And I think my logic this year would have been that we started camp a week earlier. So when you get three games under your belt, you've actually been, you know, in football for an additional week. So you can almost say we've been here 7 or 8 weeks, and that's about the midway point of a regular season. So even though from just looking at games, you're only three games in, but physically you're really about at the midpoint of the season if you looked at your start date. So, and then like you said, Rob, I kind of had said it once or twice, but you know, being new here, I think the three-game split gave us a chance to really assess our personnel and make some decisions. We have a better understanding of who we got and what we can do with our personnel.
Got several media questions in queue for you, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, you guys have been really playing well defensively early on, you know, top of the FCS, total defense, scoring defense. I know when a new staff comes in, it sometimes can be challenging to install a defense and get all the moving parts to work well right away. What have you and your defensive coordinator, Chris Koch, done to get that defense playing well early in the year?
Well, it's a great question. I think first and foremost, we've got some really good players on defense, and we've got some really good veteran leaders on our defense. And then you could, I will say, our personnel is actually suited a little better for the style that we brought with us here. So sometimes when you start anew, you know, you want to be able to make sure you match your philosophies to your personnel. Well, in this particular case, we really did feel like our philosophies and our defensive structure did fit our personnel, even though they weren't playing in that style of defense. So that's a big, big part of it. I think that a lot of our players were quick to buy in defensively. I think they recognized that this system does match their skill set and match our talents. And then I also think that our defensive staff is intact. So I think there's a lot of value in that. And, you know, Chris Koch, as you mentioned, is, you know, our coordinator, coach in the secondary, and Manny Rojas has got the inside linebackers, and Clint Fintham is working with the outside linebackers, and Lee Vern Bielan has had our D-line for a long time. So I think that continuity is pretty significant, too. So we did get off to a fast start, even in the spring, and I'm pleased with where we're at here, you know, at this stage of the season.
And then, I guess that said, what approach do you take with trying to slow JMU? You've obviously seen them before when last year in the game at Richmond. Do you try to take out their running game? Do you try to slow Brian Shore? How do you, I guess, kind of pick your poison there?
Yeah, well, it's very, very challenging and very difficult. I think the I think the bottom line is you've got to be able to control the run game. And I've recognized that they do so many other things very well that it forces you sometimes to take your focus off shutting down the run. And when that happens to you, you just get carved up. So you've got to, you know, maintain some element of control with their run game, and then, you know, force them to be efficient, you know, doing other things, which they do very well. But it's still a better model, I think, to play them. And then you got to defend their shots, because they're going to take shots down the field. And whether you call them 50-50 balls, whatever you call them, they're going to, you know, take those shots. So defending the run game, having some element of control in that area, and then just, you know, defending the shots and having some fortune just with 50-50 balls, you know, gives you an opportunity to maintain, stay connected, you know, to them. And this quarterback is really, really good, and he is he's very instinctive, very mature, very athletic. He responds to things very quickly, and he's most dangerous really when he's just, you know, creating. And we got to do a good job of corralling him. And probably the most impressive thing I've seen them do is just their third down efficiencies. It's on third down where you kind of think you might have them a little bit. You get them into a third and seven, third and eight early in a game, and thinking you can get a punt and get the ball back and break their rhythm a little bit. And they are able to execute and convert on third down. So they got it going on pretty good. And Mike is doing a great job there with their program. So we certainly have our hands full, but in the same vein, you know, we're excited about the opportunity. This is a great opportunity for us and our team and our program.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio Harrisonburg.
Coach, hope you're doing well. Thanks for your time. Let's talk about your depth. You said you've been self-evaluating through this process of evaluation. Is your depth two, maybe even three deep, where you'd like for it to be this first year there at Delaware?
Not at all. And I think that's probably where you know, I lose sleep at night, is just in that area. I think that you know, we have a large volume of players in terms of what our roster size is, and that's something that I'm very excited about. But as we continue to, you know, build that roster, we've got to be able to create and develop more depth. And you know, so you know, I think that the thing that the really good programs are able to do, and JMU's doing it right now, they have developed depth at most all positions. And they're able to withstand, you know, setbacks, you know. And so, you know, that's certainly an area that we need to continue to address here with our program at Delaware.
Thanks a lot, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Your next question is from the line of Ron Counts with the Charlottesville Daily Progress.
Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Coach Houston talked a lot about how you guys are a big physical team. Obviously, JMU is huge on the offensive front, big on the defensive front. What have you seen out of those two units? How have they controlled games?
Well, you know, it kind of goes back to one of my initial comments. It's, you know, when people maybe first take a glimpse at JMU's offense, they see a lot of formations, they see a lot of quick throws to the perimeter, they see a lot of big throws down the field. But again, the whole thing, in my opinion, runs through their ability to run the ball right downhill. And in order to do that, you've got to be physical and talented in the offensive line. And I recognize that as being kind of, you know, a big part of who they are and what they believe in. So they force you to defend so many different things. But if you can't defend the one thing that deep down they really want to do, then you really have no chance of slowing them down. And I think that does start with the offensive line. And then the ability to have the run-pass options create a lot of stress on your defense. And then defensively, you know, I think that it's, you know, very known really offensively. JMU gets a lot of the accolades, but their defense, to me, has been very impressive. And I know Coach Trott and some of the defensive coaches, Coach Tweet, and they seem to be, in my opinion, late last year and then, early on this year, they seem to be as far along as I think I've seen them in terms of being physical, sound, and fast, So I do really see a real complete football team when I look at JMU.
And they're putting a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks right now. 4 sacks, 7 tackles for a loss this past week. How does that physicality on the defensive front allow that to happen?
I didn't get the back end of your question. One more time, please.
They're putting a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks right now. How has the physicality up front of the defensive line allowed that to happen? Does that pick up their linebackers?
Yeah, well, they're just explosive, and you have no real margin for error. They're going to play an aggressive game up front. The defensive linemen are going to get upfield, and they're going to penetrate, and they're going to be aggressive. And if you're not, good with your pass sets, you can get beat with a 4-man rush, just one-on-one. And then they are dialing up a number of different pressures, and in doing so, it really stresses, all of your offensive linemen to be able to hold up on their one-on-one matchups. So, I think being aggressive is a big part of it, and then their ability to be explosive athletes, which they are up front, I think offers it as a significant challenge.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Danny, thanks for your time here this morning. Appreciate it as always, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, talk to you next week. Thanks a lot, Rob.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.